This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and taking the supplies down into the hurricane zone as well. Now, to the bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, thanks very much for what you're doing. Our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and truck drivers that are out there doing what they're doing. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All Captain's America is how you find us, Captain's America. And the website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what we have to offer. You might be surprised at what's over there. All right. Joining us right now, the chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus and the host of Military Matters, retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Happy to be with you, as always.
Beautiful day in the neighborhood, and tomorrow we might say something a little different. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Captain, I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States, of America, and to the republic, for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty, and justice, for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, we've got Florida, and we've got Governor Ron DeSantis, and we've got Charlie Crist. And right now, President Joe Biden is scheduled to come down here and campaign with Democratic candidate Charlie Crist. Now, they had planned a rally in Florida for late September, but that didn't happen because of something called Hurricane Ian. Now, a political risk with an unpopular president was a gamble that Crist's team was willing to take, because he needed some sort of shot of momentum against Ron DeSantis, who he's currently trailing by perhaps as many as 10 points. We don't know for sure, but it certainly is a sizable lead. Now, the hurricane changed everything. And as a result, we've got a governor who's been able to shine, I mean shine, and show the world how to get things done in a disaster.
Yeah, Captain, you didn't overstate anything there. I mean, it may sound like it, and that may sound like it's just political talk, but it's not.
Nope.
I mean, for those of us down here that observe this, we do that. And an interesting thing, I've been looking at, some of the local races, some of the state races, and there are even Democrats out there that are otherwise supporting some of the Democrats in those other races that will be supporting and voting for Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yep.
And what you just said about what was a tragic, once-in-a-century situation with Hurricane Ian, because of the the response and the expertise that the DeSantis administration engineered over that, it has been a plus for him. And Chris made the mistake of actually coming out, unlike many of the Democrats running for office elsewhere in the nation, who have shied away from the voodoo of having President Biden come out and speak for him, actually came out and says, oh, he welcomes it. Well, and of course, the Hurricane Ian and all that, he thought that that would play out. It's had quite the opposite effect. So I think that Hurricane Ian has actually buttressed the likelihood, and we think high likelihood that Governor Ron DeSantis will be reelected governor here in the free state of Florida, and that bodes well. We can only hope that that goodwill seeps northward up into Georgia, which I know you've talked about quite a bit, because yep. All eyes were there, particularly yesterday, and we couldn't help but we talked about it too when we had the talkers tour on Sunday,
right?
Amongst many other topics, Georgia's on my mind, but well, our hearts are here in Florida.
Well, here's the deal: neither Charlie Crist nor Val Demings can complain one iota about anything that has happened with this hurricane, because where were they when the hurricane hit for, I don't know, 3 days or so? Where were they?
Precisely. And that's going to be an interesting question, because you don't know, tonight will be, I think, the only primetime debate that will be between Senator Marco Rubio and Demings. So yep. That should be interesting. That'll be like 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. So that's where I'll be tuned in, and I know you will as well.
Yeah. Well, they were actually, both Chris and Demings were at some retreat in Puerto Rico, and they stayed there. If I had been Charlie Crist and I wanted to show that I wanted to be governor, I would have been knee-deep in water or waist-deep in water trying to help some people back over here. That's what I would have been doing, like our governor was.
Yeah, instead of reflecting on the continuing much less results of the hurricane that still is impacting Puerto Rico down there in our Commonwealth. But, yeah, you're right. I think that was a retreat from what is not going well for either one of them. Good for the state, good for the nation, not good for their campaigns. God willing, that'll carry out.
Hold that thought. We're going to break. The computer just cut you off, sir. Hold that thought. Okay, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, the right after this is the telling you that Moss Family Automotive, and in particular Moss Nissan, brings you this part of the program. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active and retired, and all church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle, new or pre-owned, that you're looking at. Now, they also have Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of your vehicle. You just can't beat it. You can't beat it. Can't beat it. And by the way, people come from all over the country, to take advantage of what they do for the people at Moss Family Automotive. Now, the Nissan dealerships are in Crystal River, the big flagship stores at Newport Richey, 1954. Plus, you have Nissan and Acura side by side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and the all new brand spanking new Brooksville store on State Route 50, just east of the Suncoast Parkway. Don't forget, all you got to do is check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you and see what happens next. That's Moss, Nissan.com. Tell them the captain sent you. Okay, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Now, I'm going to get to what you do here in a minute with the Republican Liberty Caucus, but first I want to go to a caller. Okay, Bagam and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw something on the Internet today which really annoyed me. It says, researchers at Boston University have developed a COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they added a spike protein from the Omicron, which is a very much more infectious, you know, transmissible than the other one, with the original Wuhan strain. Now, how dumb can you be? China, it got away from people in China, and also, incidentally, it could also, some other country could find out, well, hey, that's possible. Maybe we can develop it, too, and use it as a weapon.
There is a question about legality as to how they got into this to begin with. You know that, right?
No, I didn't know that, no.
Yeah. You can't just go out and develop a strain of something that's going to kill a bunch of people.
Right. Yeah, that's what I understand.
Okay. Well, is that your point?
Yeah, well, my point is, what are these nerds that they're doing?
Okay.
It's because it's science.
Are you going to show up for lunch today, by the way?
Say that again, please.
You're going to show up for lunch?
Oh.
Lunch?
I'm going to try and do that. Yep.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give the colonel a chance, see what's going on. Colonel, I understand we have our laboratory on the East Coast on a military base or some sort of installation, but this was an educational facility where they developed this thing. And I understand there's some laws involved here that they may have actually broken a law doing this.
Yeah, I didn't read that whole article in depth, but I did pick up on it last night. And I thank Pat Gam and Bob for highlighting something that otherwise kind of goes under the radar in the wake of everything else. But that is disturbing. And, as a result of not just World War II, but World War I, there are certain treaties, not just international law or UN resolutions, but treaties that we are signatories of that are supposed to prevent us from playing with a lot of this stuff. So, yeah, that's worrisome. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to keep our eye on all these things. And so thank him for bringing that up. But that is worrisome, and we got to do that. And just when we think we got COVID behind us and the reaction to it and the Wuhan virus, it's just, it's troubling. And we got to be mindful of a myriad of security threats and our own potential danger to ourselves.
So, Colonel, the U.S. is going to send another $725 million worth of military aid to the Ukraine.
And one of the things that as a part of this package is something that we are, amongst many other things, because, economics is not going well for us, United States of America. And we may be better off, but the economy is not robust, as the president asserted, incredibly. But it's not. And our ability and our long-term national security is at risk because we are weakening our ability to react to anything that the axis of evil, to include China and Korea, may do. But amongst that package is a whole bunch of artillery ammunition, 155 rounds, which we talked about on Military Matters podcast last night. And I didn't have an opportunity to talk about that with Lieutenant General Lennox, a field artilleryman, mm-hmm. but it would have been interesting to do that, to find out what his take on was. That's bothersome. It's an extension of our endless wars, and that theater right there, our continuing war. And as Jim T. Smith pointed out rightfully last night, was very interesting. We now got to remind Americans about,
mm-hmm.
we are fighting and continue to fight in Iraq on the basis of a congressional resolution to oust Saddam Hussein,
mm-hmm.
who's been gone from planet Earth for more than a decade.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a minute.
Yeah. Vladimir Putin has got a couple of more weeks to finish up the call-up of his reservists, Russian reservists, that he's going to send into Ukraine. He's going to rotate the forces. I don't know exactly how that's going to work out, but we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, it is. What's going on in Ukraine is amazing. One, the Ukrainian success, and it, of course it is with help. There is one good news story. We talk about endless wars and the fact that we can't finance this as a nation, nor is it in our national strategic interest to the extent that it is Europe. But I was glad to see the European Union will step up and will do some training of Ukrainian troops on our own. We need more of that, and we need the administration to talk more of that instead of investing our national treasure there as well. But, yeah, Vladimir Putin, he's kind of crazy. I've read some reports to say, hey, there's no clear indication that he will do the unthinkable, which increasingly seems to be thinkable in his mind, about using some sort of nuclear weapons, whether it's smaller scale, larger scale. We don't know. We don't know what he'll do in desperation, but hope is not a method. And so we've got to keep our eye on that, because strategically that may involve us in a great way where we don't have the strategic interest now, but we may invite it.
Now, roughly 10 years ago, the Veterans Affairs Registry was going to track the burn pit illnesses and help veterans get care for those injuries, achieving neither of those goals, according to research from independent health experts who are now recommending major changes in the effort. I don't know what's going on there, but this is totally unacceptable.
Yeah, Captain, and, you know, the Veterans Service Organization has lobbied heavily for that. We were celebrating the passage of the PAC Act and the signing of that, and that was supposed to tend to this, just as we had the, taking care of the Blue Water Navy that would, suffered from Vietnam illnesses and all that. Governments of bureaucracy and the Veterans Administration is a preeminent bureaucracy. And unfortunately, they're coming up short, and it's not promises made, promises being kept. And so, like everything, the other things you talked about in our national strategic interest and trying to keep promises made to be promises kept, we come up short, and it takes us, we've got to be ever vigilant so that the promises made to our veterans are fulfilled. And that is not a good news story. I'm sorry to hear that. But it's got to be tended to, without a doubt.
Yeah, and by the way, Colonel, we've found out that the Iranians made a bunch of these kamikaze drones, and somehow or another Russia got their hands on them. Don't know if they were actually given to them, sold to them, what the deal was, but Russia got a hold of these, and they're now using them in the Ukraine war. Now, according to the rules the UN put out, especially the sanctioning that they did against Iran, Iran was not supposed to be supplying anybody with any type of weapons at all, period, under any circumstances. How the hell are they getting away with this?
Well, Iran, Russia, China, states of Italy, Germany, and Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And God forbid, the cusp of World War III. Yeah, I sound like an alarmist, but we got to stand to this.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright is going to stick around for one more segment. And we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Tonight's muster is not over yet. More with United States Army retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California, he made the comment shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary.
The world doesn't organize itself. And for the United States, the choice is this. If we're not
playing a part in the organizing. If we're not taking a leadership role in that, then either someone else is, and it may well be China. And there, again, probably not in a way that fully reflects our interests and values.
The United States is now in the virus designing business. Researchers at Boston University say they have made a new COVID strain that has an 80% kill rate. The research was conducted by a team of scientists from Florida and Boston at the school's National Emerging Infectious Diseases Laboratory. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and you'll hear him again on Friday. UndergroundUSA.com is how you find him. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow. Now, Mike Lindell last week was in Florida. Three tractor-trailer loads of MyPillow products. Yes, there were pillows. Yes, there were blankets. Yes, there were other things to help the people out over there in the hurricane zone. And Mike Lindell, once again, doing what he does best, and that's helping out his fellow man. He's done this before in areas that have been ravaged by fires, by floods, and, of course, by storms like this hurricane that we had, Ian. Now, you can go over to his website, MyPillow.com, and while you're over there, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see the Radio Listener Specials page. Click on that, open up the page. You'll need the promo code CAPTAIN to get in and see what the specials are that are in there, and there's plenty of them, where you'll be able to save a bunch of money. Now, it's getting to be that time of the year where you can start thinking a little bit about Christmas if you want to lay away some stuff and hide it in the, like I used to, either in the basement or in the attic in my house. But give them a call, if you'd like, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Or go to the website, MyPillow.com. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page and see what they have to offer. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. By the way, Mike Lindell also has MyStore.com. That's MyStore.com. Go over there and you'll see items for your home, for your kitchen, for your living room, for your bath, for your dining room. Yep, got a lot of great things over there. Again, Promo code will be Captain, mystore.com or mypillow.com. Promo code Captain. And save yourself some money and spend, let's see, shop till you drop. How's that? All right, back to retired Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Liberty Caucus. And tell us about that, please, sir.
I will. Yeah, we are the conscience of the Republican Party, neither chartered nor affiliated with it, but we are chartered under the Republican Liberty Caucus of Florida, which in turn is chartered under the National Republican Liberty Caucus, and we are one of the largest state chartered organization in the nation, and the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus is one of the fastest growing in the free state of Florida, and we hold the Republican Party true to constitutionally limited government, individual rights and responsibilities, and free enterprise, which are supposed to be the core of what the constitutional roots of the Republican Party are. And that's what we endeavor to do, and we do our best to do that by advocating for Republicans' candidates and issues that will towards that end.
Okay. Sounds like a winner. Now, I think it's fair to assume that we were talking about Iran, and we were talking about these kamikaze drones, and I know that Iran, by sanctions, is not supposed to be supplying anybody with weapons of any kind. I mean, they were sanctioned out of that, but they've made these kamikaze drones. Russia's got their hands on them. They're using them in the Ukraine. How do we stop this?
Well, we can't do it the manner in which we are because we're not being very strategically thinking. I think the politicalization of United States national security, where political concerns have taken precedence over long-term thinking, and we have our senior military leadership, to include the commander-in-chief, they can't seem to look beyond what appears to be an abject failure for the party which they represent here in 22 days. That we kind of lose sight, and the price to be paid for that could be tragic. And it's ironic that we talk about kamikaze drones, and because, of course, that has got a World War II and a Japan, and then we talk about the new axis of evil, which has scary parallels here a century later after World War II with Japan, Italy, and Nazi Germany. Of course, with that, and China's front and center of that, we lose sight of them, and we just try to focus on Russia because right now that's kind of a distraction from the abysmal and the outlook that looks forward politically for the current administration. And as a nation, we've got to look out for our national security interests, both long-term, mid-term, and short-term as well. We got to do them all. And we got the primary senior leadership whose job is to be able to manage all three of those, and we're not doing very good at that, sadly.
Now, we've got the European Union right now, which is training several hundred Ukrainian forces, but we understand that within the next month or so, there's a plan that's being approved by the EU foreign ministers where thousands of Ukrainian soldiers will be trained by the European Union people to operate some of this new equipment that they're getting.
And you know, that is, out of all these bad news stories we're talking about, that's pretty good. That's where the party should be. You know, we were doing the America First. It looked like we were getting NATO and the European Union to step up to where the European nations have a much greater national security strategy interest in Ukraine, more so than we in the United States of America have got. We can certainly support that, but that's a good thing. But we need more beyond that. That'd be good. We're supplying the money, the equipment, and things like that. We need the European Union and all that to do that. But, of course, you know, we continue to have Germany and other nations that are so reliant on the national security and their energy needs from, of all people, Russia, who we're fighting a proxy war with. I mean, it's hard to divorce yourself from the ironies of the situation that European nations and, by extension, United States of America put ourselves between a rock and a hard place, and We've got to wedge ourselves out of that. We really do. But hey, that training, that's one thing. We need to go beyond that. Europe, NATO, they and our European partners in NATO need to step up more and fulfill their obligation.
Now, you got the voters out there, and I've seen a lot of polls, and they're talking about what the issues are. What are the voters most concerned about? Well, number one in most of them is inflation. Number two is the economy, or switch them around, and that's what they are in some of the other ones. And this abortion thing that the Democrats keep trying to push is either at the bottom or near the bottom in every poll that you look at.
Yeah, and crime is up there.
Yeah.
And even, you know, the involvement in Ukraine is ahead of abortion, those issues, but even the Ukraine is below the ones you talked about, finance, the economy, and crime. And you can't escape the fact that all these things are interrelated. These are not separate, distinct issues. They all have to do with a separate philosophical approach to solution of problems. And unfortunately, we're not doing that. And if the Republicans have managed to blow this one in 22 days, boy, we don't deserve to govern.
No.
I'm going to be an optimist and say that we will get to turn this around.
Yep.
Certainly run the House, and hopefully we can do it in the Senate as well. And, you know, the discussion that we had on Sunday, I think, brought front and center, not that I needed a reminder, but I think everybody does here, about how important it is, I think, to win both the House and the Senate.
Yep.
We really got to do that.
Well, I think we're going to do it based on everything that I keep hearing from all around the countryside. I think it's going to be more than what they think it's going to be, but we'll just have to see. Now, George the Godfather saying good morning, so good morning to George.
Good morning, George.
Yep. Again, the economy is extremely, extremely important, and everybody is thinking about it because of the fact that, well, for example, I go back to $1.87 per gallon for gas. That was because we had more energy than we'd ever seen. I remember oil at a negative price per barrel. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. That was great. That was great to see. That was just great to see because you knew the Arabs were having to eat sand over that one. And I don't.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, I think yes, you're right, and it's just like was our folks pointed out on Sunday. It's amazing the precipice and how far we've fallen in just 3 years.
Well, Colonel, I look forward to talking to you again on Thursday. Until then, have yourself a great day and grab the woolies.
Back at you, Captain.
All right, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, Chairman of the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus. And I'll be back with more right after these messages.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Way supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Way and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You can see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
Because of the grossly inadequate government school system practice of not teaching complete and authentic American history, one would think that black Americans contributed very little to our American society. Hello, I'm Rod Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if your refrigerator contains any produce from your local grocery market, then you can rightfully credit black United States inventor Frederick McKinley Jones. Mr. Jones took out more than 60 patents throughout his life of achievement. Amongst them was a 1930s patent for the roof-mounted cooling system commonly used to refrigerate food products on extended transportation routes. Frederick McKinley Jones officially received his roof-mounted cooling system patent for his invention in 1940. He also co-founded the U.S. Thermal Control Company that later became famously known as Thermo King. The company was critical during World War II, helping to preserve donated blood and food supplies for our American war heroes during the massive war between liberty and tyranny. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right, and don't forget to check out theronedwards.com, the website, theronedwards.com, the website. Go over there, take a look at the Constitutional Grounds coffee display that's there, and see if you wouldn't want to maybe buy a little some of it, because it's pretty good coffee. I got some right here. If I got iced coffee, I drink it every day. Let's see. Oh, Boy, that's good. Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you're going to want in your cup. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor, we talked about them before, and we talk about them every day at this time on the program. You know, for you folks that are out there across the United States, and maybe you got some blinds, some shades, some shutters that you got problems with, you need a part, you know what you need. Well, why don't you try calling up Dominic's Blinds and Decor to see if they can help you out? They just might be able to. Or, if you want to buy a new set of blinds or shades or shutters and you're able to put them up yourself, you can certainly do that and see what they're all about, because they are very good at what they do. One of the best anywhere in the country. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And, of course, if you're here locally in the state of Florida, right here in the Sarasota or Tampa area, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh down there in Sarasota, you can give them a call at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, inflation is probably going to be the straw that breaks the Democrats' back. There's no way that they can get out from underneath this immense problem that they've got with inflation. There just isn't. Because it all started under Joe Biden, and it all started when they decided to get rid of our drill baby drill policy and our energy self-sufficient policy and our being able to frack a bunch of oil and get oil from different places, where they stopped doing it because they don't want oil. They don't want it. Okay? So look how that's working out for the rest of us. Again, I made reference to the fact again that back when we voted for president, when Trump was running against Joe Biden, and Joe Biden won, the actual gasoline pump prices here in Florida, where I live in Tampa, in St. Pete, were $1.87 a gallon on the cheap gas station that sat on the corner right there, just down the street from me, just off Gandy. $1.87 a gallon. Now, I know we can do that again. And I know it'll take some time to do. But in order to do it, we've got to drill, baby, drill. And we've got to produce, baby, produce. And let's think about this. We need to build another refinery or two. Now, I know the perfect place to build one. It's Pensacola, where the naval base was, right there. Totally secure facility, all set up. Get the deep water ships in there. Tankers can come in, do what they need to do, bring the oil, etc., etc. And away you go. It's something that can be done. It's something that needs to be done. And maybe, just maybe, if we get the right people in there, not Democrats that, oh, we're going to go green energy because that's the way to go. No, it's not. No, it's not. And by the way, the electric cars that they keep trying to ram down everybody's throat, have you noticed any of them sitting on the side of the road lately? I have. I have. I watched some people pushing an electric car down the road off Interstate 275 to get it to where the person lived,
so he could plug it in and charge it. Oh, God. Unbelievable. Hey, good morning, Jeff. Good morning, George. And, Jeff, are you coming to lunch today there, pal? I don't know if George is or not. He hasn't said yet. Okay, but, you know, we've got the new inflation numbers here. I got them here a couple days ago. And they're really bad, folks. They especially exposed the spin about this inflammation or this inflation being the result of the Russian-Ukraine war. You know, you see, in addition to calculating overall inflation, the government also calculates inflation without including food and energy. Without including food and energy. They call that core inflation. And it's currently the highest since 1982. Now, that means that even when you strip out the two categories of goods most affected by the war, we still have once-in-a-generation loss in the purchasing power of the dollar. Now, it might not be so bad if wages were going up, but they're not. And there really is only one solution to the problem. And that problem is a power shift in Washington, D.C. We have to vote the Democrats that are running our country out of office. We have to be more of us than them and take back control of the House of Representatives and the Senate of the United States, getting ready to take the presidency in 2024 and retire these fools that have created this horrible mess that we've got, thanks to Joe Biden and company. And I don't care who they say is running the country, because whoever it is, it's doing a horrible job. And if it's by committee, then we need to get rid of the committee. And good morning, Christine. And yes, you're right, but it takes more than a puddle. And by the way, Christine, they want to have electric fire trucks now. I don't know if you've ever been to a fire and seen the fire trucks and what happens, but usually the fire trucks get drenched with water because the hoses invariably leak, especially when you got lines up in the air and that water gets all over the truck. So good luck with that. Good luck with that. All right, and Jeff, we'll see you for lunch. George, I don't know if you'll be there or not, but if you're there, so be it. We will be at the Village Inn today, 11:30 to 1:30. Stop on by. Love to see you. Have lunch with the captain. By the way, they got the meatloaf there, the smoked meatloaf. Oh, my God, is that good. Oh, I'm getting hungry again. All right, I'll see you tonight. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.